Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this Adept English podcast. And Happy New Year for 2019. I hope you had a great New Year celebration and that 2019 is going to be a good year for you. Let's tackle a topic today which will help your English speaking practice. It's also an IELTS speaking topic. So IELTS or IELTS is the International English Language Testing System. So it's perhaps useful in our podcast to cover IELTS speaking topics, which you might be asked to speak about in an exam, an English language exam. But let's make it more interesting for those listeners who don't intend to take exams in English too. If there's a demand, we could do a whole course on IELTS topics. If you think that's a good idea, if that's a course that you would buy because you're learning for an IELTS English speaking exam, then let us know on Facebook. Anyway, one of the IELTS speaking topics, and a subject which is good generally for your English speaking practice, talking about your hometown. Your hometown is the place, the village, the town or the city where you grew up, where you lived when you were a child. So just a word first of all about vocabulary. I just said village, town or city. So what's the difference in meaning between those? Well, they're different sizes mainly. A village is a very small place. A few hundred to a couple of thousand people might live in a village. Villages are usually rural. That means in the countryside, not in the city. Rural is a word which English learners find difficult to say. So good English speaking practice, just have a go at saying that word a few times. Rural, rural, rural. The word town, you probably know already. That's a place much bigger than a village. Examples of towns in the UK are Bolton, Cirencester, Doncaster, Epping, Reading. And cities are on the whole much bigger. All the capitals of the countries in the world are cities. And in the UK, cities are places like London, Leeds, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Manchester. So, if you're talking about your hometown as an IELTS speaking topic, you might first of all talk about whether your hometown is a small village, a medium-sized town, or a big city. It may be that you've moved around in your childhood, so you don't really have a particular hometown. But talking about that would still give you chance in the test to show your speaking ability. Or you could just pick a place that you've lived in that you like. So think about whether you like your hometown. Do you still live there? Do you still visit it? Or are you really glad that you don't live there anymore? Do you have relatives still living there? Family still there? Or is it years and years since you've been back? For some people, their hometown is a part of them, and you can tell it by their accent. Has your hometown changed since you grew up there? What sorts of things are different now? Do you think your hometown was a good place to bring up children? Would you like to bring up your children in a town like that? Or would you be determined to choose somewhere different to bring up your own children? Well, my hometown is Bolton, near Manchester, in the north of the UK. You may have heard of the football team. That's Bolton Wanderers. Now, Bolton is a very big town. It doesn't qualify as a city, even though it's bigger than some cities. In the UK, the king or queen decides when a town can become a city. And a city has to have a cathedral, which Bolton does not. Bolton is an industrial town. It grew up out of the cotton industry in the 1800s and 1900s, so it has lots of old cotton mills. Cotton, C-O-T-T-O-N, is a material that grows on a plant. It's probably what your genes are made out of. And a mill, M-I-L-L, is an industrial building where things are made. So Bolton also has lots of old cotton mills and mill houses. If you've ever watched the TV programme Coronation Street, I know that goes out in all sorts of different places in the world, well, parts of Bolton look a bit like that. And other parts of Bolton are really beautiful, stone cottages and barns converted into houses. So to practice for this IELTS speaking topic about your hometown, have a think about it. What sort of place is your hometown? Is it an industrial town? If so, what does it or what did it make? What sort of industry? It might be a wine-growing town or a coal-mining town. It might be by the sea, a fishing town. Or it could be that the tourist industry is the main thing. Also, the weather and the climate may determine a lot about your hometown. If it's really hot in the summer and it has a beach, that's likely to be its main industry. Or if it's really cold and you can do winter sports, that will determine what it's like too. In the UK, you may have grown up in a small coastal village where there's just one post office and one village shop, or you might have grown up in a busy area of South London. Which it is will make a lot of difference to your experience. Bolton, my hometown, also has access to lots of beautiful countryside. It's near the Pennines, which are a range of mountains up the middle of the UK. So there are lots of beautiful moors for walking or horse riding. Moors, M-O-O-R-S, are a particular type of countryside where there are few trees, but it's land that's high up. It's quite wild with beautiful views. But being in the north of the UK, the weather is a bit more rainy and a bit colder and more windy than in the south. But that's actually part of what's enjoyable. People from Bolton would still go out for a walk in the rain. As a saying in English, there's no such thing as bad weather, just unsuitable clothes. See if you can work out what the meaning of that phrase is. So if you asked me, are there a lot of things to do in your hometown? Then I would say yes. There is a lot of opportunity for shopping and for outdoor activities like walking and horse riding. There's a good theatre in Bolton called the Octagon Theatre, and there's also a steam museum. If you like industrial engineering, then the Steam Museum is a good place to visit. There are also plenty of good restaurants and lots of pubs where you can go to drink alcohol, but which are also open in the day for coffee and hot chocolate and food. I was in one of them the other day with my friend's dog, so you can take your dog in there as well. So for your hometown, think about what there is to do there. Imagine yourself as a tourist in your hometown. What would you think of it? Or if you had a foreign visitor, what would you take them to see in your hometown? Another IELTS speaking topic question might be, what is transportation like in your hometown? This means, how do you get around? In Bolton, there are buses, but they take a long time. There's also the train, but the service isn't great. So most people just use their cars. Bolton is only 20 miles from Manchester Airport. So if you want to travel internationally, that's quite good. So what is the transportation like in your hometown? Is it easy to get around? Are there lots of public transport systems? Or do you have to have a car? Is there any work underway to improve the transport links in your hometown? If you asked me, what are the people like in your hometown? That's one of the IELTS speaking topic questions. I'd say that the people in Bolton, my hometown, are very friendly, and a phrase that we often use in English, down to earth. If you say someone is down to earth, it means that they are honest and friendly and they don't look down on other people. So think about what the people are like in your hometown. Are they friendly? Are they relaxed? Or are they very busy all the time? So hopefully, all that's got you thinking about the IELTS speaking topics, especially the possibility of being asked about your hometown and what you might answer in response. It's a good thing to be able to talk about in conversation anyway. If you'd like more help from Adept English with IELTS speaking topics, let us know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.